Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Well, actually, Stardust Radio. Tonight, we are going to discuss the Touch by a Star event. I'm here with my co-hosts, Desiree and Joanne. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
Very well, thank you.
So now, me and Desiree actually attended the event. We had a lot of fun. But actually, before we get into the event, I want to bring on Lisa, who is the president of Jason Gearhart's fan club, and she is going to talk about a special project. Lisa?
Hello. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So we had a lot of fun with Jason this weekend at the event. He was a total sweetie pie, as always.
I would hope that he is, because if he wasn't, we'd have some serious issues.
Yes.
No problems. He was great.
So I understand that you have a special project for his birthday.
Yeah. Jason has always been one of the people that gives back in more ways than one. Every time somebody asks him something, whether it be for a child in need or if it's a major fundraiser, so on and so forth, he's usually trying to do his best to go out of the way to help out in some way. And his birthday is coming up at the end of April. And as a fan club team, we just wanted to do something that would recognize what he always does by providing him with a present that isn't your typical present. So we came up with this idea of asking everyone else to give back kind of in honor of him, and having those same people write a letter to him explaining what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how excited they are for doing it. And it's gotten quite a response so far on the forum where we placed the information for the project. And so we're really excited at how things are turning out.
Wow, it sounds very exciting. So where is the address of the board, so if people want to go and participate in this, where can they go?
Probably the easiest way would be to go to his official website, jasongearhart.com, and then access the link for form at the bottom of the page. If you're not already registered for the form, you have to register to see all the threads and posts and all that good stuff. But the actual Jason, we call it JGF Gives Back, and it's the project name. And if they want to wait for the banner to pop up and click on the banner, that's fine. If not, they can go to the Anything Jason section, and it's underneath that, called JGF Gives Back.
Great. So sounds very, very exciting, and I'm sure Jason will love it.
Yeah. Lisa, I have a question. Is there any particular charity that he caters to, or can it be any kind of children's charity? Or, well, that's the one thing that I wanted to enforce with everyone. The important thing was that you give back in some kind of way. So if it's a charity that's important to you, fantastic, go for it. If it's World Vision, which happens to be the charity that Jason has chosen for the year 2008, then donate this towards that. If it's Jason has been very involved in a particular little child named Haley Kent and the things that she's in need of out in L.A. And if someone wants to donate to whatever Haley Kent's thing is at the time, they can donate to that. And there's a ton of information on the Haley Kent outreach on his website as well. So our goal was to make sure that people would take a moment, find a way to give back to their community or to the global community as a whole, and then to let Jason know that he's inspired them to do that.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
It really is.
The whole point is to, you know, that's what he wants to do. He loves, you know, we all know that Jason's a good actor and that he's going to go far in this business no matter what he does, but I truly believe that his ultimate goal is to make a difference in this world in some kind of way. So why not just expand that to not just him, but to all the people who care about how well he does in whatever medium he's in. So that was just our way of kind of showing that.
Very good.
That is very cool. Lisa, I have a question. I'm on Jason's board. I'm JS Love over there.
And, hi. Good to
hi.
See you.
How nice to talk to you.
I know.
And I will be doing the Haley Kent thing in May, you know, donating blood and money in honor of Haley and Jason.
Wonderful.
And, yeah.
What is that,
Desiree? The Haley, it's the May 17th is for Haley Kent. It's Hope for Haley. And is Jason going to be there? Lisa?
Oh, yes, yeah. He's actually, if you go to his official website, there's information on the latest news about what he's doing. And in that information, there's a link that clicks on to a special flyer about him and his involvement in it.
Yes, and there's a website called it's Haley Hope for Haley. I don't know if it's
I've seen it posted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the mm-hmm. if it's .com or .net or Cindy runs it over there, and she has she needs as many people as she can to sign up to donate blood for that day. They have to have at least 25 people sign up to donate blood. Me and Angelina have already signed up, so whoever's going to go to this event should really consider trying to help do this by signing up to donate blood. You don't have to donate marrow if you don't want to.
Right. This is out in California?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. At the Children's Hospital.
Okay. Yeah. In Los Angeles.
In Los mm-hmm. Angeles, yes. And the letter that we're supposed to write to Jason, what should it include again?
It's supposed to be a letter that you're going to write to him saying, you know what, you've inspired me to do something that I wouldn't normally do, or you know what, you know, I've seen what you do to your local community and to the global community as a whole, and I wanted to do something in honor of that, and since your birthday's coming up, why not make it now? So here's what I'm going to plan to do, or here's what I've done. And, you know, explain your excitement about why you've done it and how it's made you feel, so on and so forth, and then just, you know, close it out with a happy birthday or whatever else you want to say to him.
Great. Should you do it in his name? You think that would be better?
In terms of, it depends on what the charity is that you're doing it for. I mean, mm-hmm. so, you know, World Vision might have an opportunity on there where you can give in honor of some person. So if you want to do that, that's fantastic. But, again, you know, I've said to a couple people who have asked if they want to, Mother's Day is coming up, if they want to donate their time at church because, you know, they know of single moms that don't have the ability to, you know, share in that day at church at the 10 o'clock service, then maybe somebody would want to take their kids for that time period so they can actually just enjoy the church service without the children present, you know,
something like
that. I want people to give back to their community based on what they think the needs are, or, you know, if they want to do the easy thing and I wouldn't say that it's too easy, but if they want to give to a major charity like World Vision, then by all means, you know, do that. But it really depends on what you want and how the donations are taken through the events and things that you decide that you want to give back to.
Awesome. I think Jason will love it no matter what you do, what you donate.
It's about making a difference. That's truly what it is. It all boils down to what can I do to make a difference today.
Yeah, and World Vision is a great charity.
Mm-hmm.
We adopted a little girl from Guatemala, Mexico, for Natalia. No, not an actual baby.
Yeah, but you can. I mean, World Vision is very similar to Compassion International and a couple of the other children's charities that are out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can pick either or, and I think you're still doing a service to somebody out there. So,
yes.
You know, that's the point. Make a difference somewhere, somehow, some way.
Yes. I think that's awesome.
I think that's fantastic. I think he'll love that. When is his actual birthday?
It's April 21st.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's coming up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We were just saying, me and Desiree the other day, we were just saying, wow, it was just March, and here we were. We just came back from Michigan this weekend, and how fast that Touched by a Star came up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to let Lisa know that at Touched by a Star, they all got awards with that they were presented, saying, you know, just have their character names and their and their names on it, you know, thanking them. And it's an actual star, and they autographed them, and then they auctioned them off. And I was lucky enough, Jen got Bradford's, and I was lucky enough to get Jason's. So,
oh, fun.
So I will take a picture of it and send it to the board so everybody can see it. And maybe, just maybe, if, and that's another question. How is his event for Fan Club Weekend coming along?
I knew somebody would
have one for sure.
he is going to have one for sure. We're pretty sure on which location we're going to pick now. Now it's just a matter of filling out the paperwork and paying the deposit and all that stuff. And once we do that, then we can release the ticket information. But it's going to be I call it an intimate evening with Jason and his friends, basically. So it's going to be a really wonderful event. But more importantly, it's also going to be a fundraiser for his charity, World Vision, too. So we're going to have all kinds of different things, like silent auction and an opportunity to act out a scene and anything that we can think of that would be a lot of fun we're going to do.
Well, then, I would like to donate my the autograph star to his event for Fan Club Weekend.
Oh, how nice! That's
so cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So
We'll be in touch.
Oh yes, definitely. We'll be in touch because I will. You guys can take it, and I would love for you to raise as much money as you can at this event for him and his charity of choice. So I
wonderful.
Would be more than happy to give it to you, and I'm sure that. That he would love that, so.
He will.
Oh, Desiree, that's fantastic.
I'll make sure I tell his personal manager too that you're going to do that, and I don't be too surprised if you get a phone call from somebody special. Look at that.
Well, me and Jen are waiting for our packets because we both joined his fan club too, so we can't wait for those.
Yeah.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Hi, Joanna. I did not know that.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, that is wow.
Well, that's exciting. I'm so glad to hear all of you have joined this club. That's great.
Yeah, we've heard great things about it from Shelley, about how wonderful the packet is and what a great job you've done with it. So we are all very excited about that.
I love Shelley, and I can see she's on the chat board, too.
Yes, she is.
Hi, Shelley.
But I will be in touch with you, Lisa, about the star and everything. So.
That's cool. Thank you so much, Desi. Once again, it's just another way to give back. So I appreciate that.
We would love to have him on the show and let him promote and do all that for when his fan club event starts to come closer and get the word out even more so concerning his World Vision charity. That would be fantastic.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I can definitely talk to his personal manager and get him out there. So we'll make something happen for sure.
That's fantastic, Lisa.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a wonderful job over at the board as well. I just wanted to say that you and the other people over there run a great board that Jason would be proud to call his official site.
That is really nice of you to say because it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It is, but it's a lot of fun because he's a great guy and he deserves to you know, make that difference that he wants to make in the world to somehow, some way to someone. So. You know, it's a labor of love, so I'm very happy and very pleased to be a part of it.
That's good. That's very good. What are we expecting to see with him now, not on GH? I spoke to him. He was on another radio station, and I had spoken to him, and he said that he was possibly going over to Days of Our Lives.
He did mention that, and truthfully, I like to put those comments and questions off to his personal manager and his agent and let them answer the questions and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, I'm not always privy to all that wonderful information. I'm lucky that I get to learn it last after the fact usually. But sometimes if it's some good things, then they'll let me know ahead of time, and then I can, if you're a member of the fan club, I can say, hey, you heard it here first and all that good stuff. But unfortunately, you're not going to get the inside scoop from this chick tonight. So.
Oh, well. We tried.
We tried.
And as a normal school teacher, I'll say A+ for effort, okay?
Very good. Well, now we're definitely going to have to nag you and get him on the show because we just got to know.
The email is going through as I speak.
There you go. Fantastic.
Great. Yes, yes. Great job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much thank you very much for coming on. And if you want to stick around, by all means, while we talk about the Touch by a Star event, you know.
I'm happy to. I can stay on for a little longer. It's almost my bedtime. But I would love to hear the scoop and give you my two cents of what I think. So go for it.
Okay, great.
Oh, all right.
Well, I see that we do have another caller on the line, and I know who this is. Nikki.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Good. First of all, I just want to say, Desi, you have the biggest heart ever. So it was very, very...
Doesn't she?
Such a beautiful little thing you just did. I'm sure you're going to make somebody, especially me, who they, as Desi knows, a huge Jason fan. You're going to make somebody's day. And like Lisa said, you really just gave back. So that's really, really so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We love Desi.
We do.
This is turning into the Desi Love Show.
I know. Okay, stop, because I'm going to start to cry, and nobody wants
next,
that.
Next week's show is dedicated to Desi.
Okay.
All right.
Knock it off, guys.
There you go, Desiree. Shine.
So let's see. How did you guys, have a good time?
Yes, we had a really good time. There were actually two, which I want to mention first. There were actually two live auctions that went on. Amazing for anybody who, for congratulations to people that won. There was actually one for a set tour of Ghost Whisperer with Ignacio and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Wow.
Great. Which Jen really wanted because...
Which I really wanted.
But it went for $4,100.
Wow.
And I don't have that kind of money, but... But, so that should be fun. Actually, my friend Lisa had actually won that, so I'll get the scoop from her when she goes on that. So
that'll be great.
That should be a lot of fun. And I think, didn't Ignacio say that Sebastian was going to go, too?
He was inviting everybody so he can get the price up. But, yes, I believe Sebastian was going, too.
Yeah, can you imagine Sebastian on the set of
Ghost Whisperer?
Whisper?
No, I can't.
Oh, my gosh. And the other live auction was a set tour with Carolyn Hennessy and set of General Hospital.
And
they actually sold two of those.
For $5,500 a piece.
$5,500 a piece.
Whoa. Now, I have a question for that.
Oh, go ahead.
Desi, go.
That included airfare and hotel accommodations, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, both of them did.
Both of them did,
yeah.
Okay, so that's amazing to not have to pay that separately. There was a rumor that was going on the internet saying that Steve Burton at his event earlier that day had said that there was going to be no more set tours of GH.
Yeah.
So it's very funny that the same day they auction off not one but two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that rumor too, and I think that's like one of those rumors that likes to come up every once in a while.
yeah, but somebody that I know called somebody that runs runs certain fan clubs, and
mm-hmm.
they were saying that there are no more set tours. They will honor the ones that they've already given out, though.
Correct. Oh. I heard the same thing.
So.
Wow.
So.
Which is such a bummer for me, since I was so looking forward to trying to get one. But next time.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
It's such a shame, though, because I hear that everybody who goes has a really good time.
They are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they, I mean, we, me and Desi,
we
went twice.
We have a really good time.
Yeah, well,
we went twice, and
we
had. We
have an amazing tour guide, so.
Yes, we do.
We're a little biased.
Yeah, we're just.
How was that Touched by a Star from General Hospital?
Jason Gearhart, who played Coop.
Josh
Duhon.
Yes,
Josh Duhon, who plays Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler
Christopher, who plays Nicholas.
Tyler Christopher. Steve Burton, who plays Jason.
Kimberly McCullough.
Brandon Barash, who plays Johnny Sakara. Our
favorite,
Bradford Anderson.
Yay!
Bradford,
yay!
Yes, we love Brad.
Sebastian Roche,
mm-hmm.
who plays Jerry Jacks, of course.
Beth Ann Bonner from One Life to Live, she plays Talia.
Wow.
Carolyn Hennessy, who plays Diane Miller.
She's our rock star.
Yes. Dirk Andrew Cheatwood, who played Max and Milo, G and Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Baker.
Yes, from All My Children.
Babe Carey.
Yeah.
Okay. We used to play Jolene on Night Shift, and also Amber Childers, I think that's how you say her last name, from All My Children. She plays Kobe Chandler.
And, of course, Ignacio Cerici.
Yes.
The text message killer.
Yes, the text message killer.
Can I say something about that? Okay.
Yes.
When they were doing the introductions... When they were doing the introductions, they were some. Who was up there? I forgot who was up there. They were like, "Wow, I got a text message saying I'm coming for you."
Yeah.
Was it Lena?
No, Lena wasn't the one who was doing it. It was Lena and some local news traffic person from the area, from the local Michigan area.
Yeah. So they were like, "Wow, I just got a text message," and then that's how they introduced that.
Of course, I get text first.
I'm sorry, Desi. What was that?
I said, of course, I didn't catch on at first.
I'm
like, what, you got a text message? That's kind of uncalled for.
Rude.
That's kind of random and rude, like I'm up here doing this.
Cynthia Preston was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And who played Faith Roscoe. And Matthew Ashford, who played Jack Devereaux in Days of Our Lives. And
Tom Hardy on General Hospital.
Yes.
Okay, I want to know how you girls remembered all these people.
So do I.
I was looking in the book right now, so.
Oh, you here.
I knew she had it.
I cheated. I was like, I know there was another one or two.
Oh, and Dirk and his wife Carrie brought their new baby, Kylie Danielle.
Oh,
she is adorable.
She is a doll. She looks like Daddy.
She looks like a little doll, too. She's so tiny. She's only, like, I think 4 months old, 4.5 months old. Yeah.
4 months. Mm. Carrie looked amazing. The airport lost the car seat.
Oh,
and Bradford's luggage.
And Bradford's luggage. So Bradford had to go shopping the day of the event to get his suit.
Maybe
Steve gave everything else.
What happened was the day, because me and Desi flew in on Friday. I never thought that I would get there on Friday. Because my flight kept getting delayed because we had, just a tiny bit of fog in New York, so LaGuardia can't fly their planes for some odd reason. But anyway, I finally got there at 6:30 at night, and lo and behold, they're at the General Hospital.
I called Jen. I go, are you coming down? She goes, yeah, why? I go, Sebastian, Carolyn, Brandon, and I when I saw Jason... I thought he was Justin, he played on All My Children.
Justin Bruni?
I thought it was him, and I was like, I didn't know he was going to be here until we both walked over to him, and I'm like, oh, that's Jason, because his hair's gotten so long. He's like, hey, I didn't know you were going to be here. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm here. But
that's
all really
cool,
really,
so you just ran into them at the airport.
At the airport, mm-hmm. Yes. Carolyn, came straight up to me. Desi gave me a kiss. She was great. Sebastian asked me if I was waiting for him. I was like, no.
Did you get a sign up that said Bradford Anderson over here, please?
I was like, no. I'm waiting for Jen.
GH cast members this way, please follow us.
Thank you. I had been there for 3 hours. I was like, no, I wasn't.
And I absolutely adore Carolyn. My first time meeting her this weekend.
Oh,
she is just an absolute doll.
And she remembered who she was.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, wow, what a memory.
She does have a really good memory.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. The day of the event was eventful.
It was very, unless you were a fast eater,
I know.
They gave us our salad. We had about two bites. We're like, okay, and here's the main course. And
I'm like, okay.
Okay, and here's your dessert. And we're like, okay, wow. Can I chew?
Oh, that's
yeah, we were pretty much by the door where everybody was getting introduced and walking in.
That's nice.
So
yeah.
We got a good view of everybody walking in.
Yes, but
and how was crowd control?
That could have been way better.
Way better.
It was very it was very chaotic. A lot of me and Desi. I'm surprised we don't have bruises. We got pushed around a lot.
Sounds like Super Soap.
Yeah.
Worse. It was kind of worse than Super Soap.
Because it was an enclosed place.
Oh.
Yeah.
My.
And you couldn't go anywhere. You know. Yeah. It was just crazy. And as soon as, you know, you were supposed to wait until they were done eating before you went up to them and talked to them. And by that time,
so
it was just chaotic.
Me and Desi got in trouble.
Yes, we did get
Why?
In trouble.
Because we were walking up to the bar, we were getting drinks, and so I was like, oh, look, there's Bradford. So walked by him, I tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, hey, Bradford, you know, hey, how you doing, and everything. And I was going to walk away. So, you know, he gets up and he's like, hey, gives us both a hug and everything, and he starts talking with us. And, you know, we were saying to him, you know, oh, you know, great to see you again from last night. and we were asking him if he saw the ad that we had done for him in the program. And as we were talking with him, the lady, one of the security or one of the people that were working the event, was saying, girls, please leave him alone and let him eat. And Bradford was like, no, it's okay. And I said, no, it's okay. We'll go. It's okay. Because I just can't deal with, you know, when people do that. It's obviously you weren't doing your job, or else you would have seen him get up and talk to us.
Right. But isn't that the actor's, choice whether they want to. I mean, take
yeah.
minutes to talk to fans who pay to fly out to see them.
Yes.
And go.
Yeah.
I will say, for the most part, most of the actors were very gracious and very humble and very kind to all their fans. The couple that were not, that left early, did not stay through dinner, or after dinner they were gone. There was a lot of upset people about the certain actors that did leave early or that you never saw again after dinner. But I will say that Bradford Anderson, Sebastian Roche, Jason Gearhart, Brandon Barash, Beth Ann, and Amanda Baker,
Ignacio.
All stayed, and Ignacio, and Carolyn.
Yes. They all stayed. Mingled with
and
the fans.
They went above and beyond the call of anything that anybody could have asked for, especially Bradford. He was just amazing to everybody.
Boy, people are going to start thinking we're biased towards Bradford.
We're not biased towards Bradford. Jason Gearhart was a doll. He let me give him his gifts that I had been holding for him since January, that I got him for his new son Hudson, for his daughter Madison, and for him
and that
his
you
wife.
Went to the tour with and he wasn't there with.
Yes. And
yes.
I told him that at the airport. I go, I had these since January on the set tour. He goes, yeah, I got hung. I go, yeah.
Aww.
I was very upset about it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
I go, I don't want to talk about it. He goes, oh, you care that much? I go, a lot of people care that much that you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
We do. He was just amazing, and he loved the gifts. And I told him not to forget them, and he forgot them. So I saw him come back into the room, and I go, Jason. He goes, yeah. I go, did you forget something? He goes, oh, my God, Desi, I'm so sorry. Where are they? I'm like, they're over there. He goes, I won't let them ever out of my sight again. I was like, I hope not. he was gracious, just amazing. Brandon, I think, was a little bit overwhelmed at the response he got from.
Yeah, he's still pretty new. Boy, wait till fan club weekend.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
Event?
Huh?
Was this Bradford's, not Bradford, Brandon's first event?
Yes, this was Brandon's first.
Yes.
Besides that telethon that he did up in Buffalo, but I don't think, he had like a meet and greet at a mall there, but I think this was like the first big thing that he did.
Oh, wait till Super Soap Weekend.
Oh, I know.
Oh boy.
There. Oh, but Amanda.
Desiree.
Yes.
I have one question for you.
Okay.
And I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, God. Yes.
Uh-oh. Sit down quick.
Did you remember to bring the things? I knew it.
And it wouldn't have mattered anyways, just for the simple fact that Bradford was beyond bombarded by people.
He really was.
He could not. We tried to talk. The music was fiercely loud. He was all over the place. It would have. I remembered when I was on the plane, which doesn't help me. But I will see him again. So I will pack it next time I go somewhere to see him.
I thought I'd ask.
And I was like, I knew I was going to get that question sooner or later. But if you would have saw the event and how chaotic this event was and how not super planned, or I don't think they were expecting what they got.
Right.
Were
there more people this year than there have been in years past, do you think?
Yes.
Bradford said that this is definitely a lot more chaotic than last year. He said that it was much calmer last year, more intimate.
Much more intimate this year.
I heard that has a lot to do with Steve Burton being invited and going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I feel like the heavy hitters that were there, he's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
He was definitely the biggest heavy hitter there. I'm going to say he was the main event. The reason
Shelly's yelling. She wants to be picked up on the line.
Okay, well.
Okay, Shelly, you're on.
You guys are yelling at us, so I can't answer the phone.
We just wanted to keep you on hold for as long as possible. And
Hey, it's been a long weekend. Okay, I just got back 3 hours ago.
Okay, Shelly, you are on.
Yes.
How are you?
Finally, nice to talk to you.
Oh my God, I thought this was girls'
night out. I know.
Okay, Lisa, I had to tell you this because hopefully you're still on the phone.
Yes.
When I went up to see Jason, well, I first talked about the phone call that he called me, which I was still floored about that. But then I pulled the program out with the ad that we did from JGF. And he just kind of looked at me, Desi, I don't know if you were still there or not.
Yeah, I was around. I think I was behind you taking pictures.
Okay. He just kind of looked at me with this look on his face, and then he just smiled. And I said, well, we wanted to do something for you just to know how much we love and support you, even though you're not on GH. And so Lisa and Aaron and the rest of the crew from JGF wanted to do this. So I was able to get the ad in before the deadline so that you would have it in here. And, I mean, he was truly touched. He was literally surprised and touched. So I just wanted you to know that actually and the only fan ads in there were Jason's, Brandon's, and Bradford's, which Jen and I did for – Jen did the one for Bradford, and then I did the ones for Jason and Brandon.
Yes.
And – I think Ted King's fan club had one in there because Ted's, you know, really supports the Desi Eastman Foundation, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as the rest of them, those were the only three that were in there. And if I'd known Carolyn was going to be, you know, going, we would have done one. But anyway, I just wanted you to know that Jason, he loved it.
Finally,
surprised.
Yeah, he was
that's typical
him.
For him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was very gracious.
Yeah, he was
a sweetheart as usual.
I'm glad it was a surprise. I'm glad that he was just that. I mean, the reaction you got of it was the real deal, I would think. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, and I thought that they might have shown the programs to the actors before, but when I showed Brandon his, Brandon was floored. He was literally.
I was going to say, you have to think of who you're showing them to. You're showing them to guys. Do guys really pay attention to that kind of stuff? Not always.
Yeah, really.
Well, not usually, but Brandon is so new, and Brandon has taken, he was actually, I think, Johnny was supposed to be the TMK. And when he came on, everybody got
taken to Johnny, and so they had to switch that whole storyline around again. But anyway, so I think Brandon was probably in shell shock because as soon as he walked in, I mean, it was just like whoosh, you know, it was everybody just swarmed to him like anything. And so it was, but I mean, it was a fun event. It could have been organized a whole lot better, but
yeah,
what can you do?
Those things are, especially when you're talking about, you know, y'all mentioned a little while ago that it was more intimate in years past. Well, that's because in years past it was like the first, the second, the third one, and now like you know, it's gotten more popular with the celebrities. It's gotten more popular with the fans, and so therefore, when you're doing this from a nonprofit perspective, it becomes this huge thing that you didn't plan, but at the same time, you know it's necessary because you want to get your message out there.
Yeah.
So, in retrospect, if you look at it from that perspective, hopefully those folks that plan that will then now look at it and go, okay, we're hearing from the fans. We know that there's some things that we need to work on. How can we be proactive to fix it for the next year and the next year after that, so on and so forth? That would be the ultimate goal. And you're talking to somebody who used to be an event planner, so that's how.
Yeah, well, we're hoping that because as of right now, I will not be attending the event again next year.
Neither will I.
Ooh. Ooh, wow. That much of an effect, huh?
There were just so many. I mean, if anybody's gone to Fan Club Weekend, they know what the ballroom's like there. Debbie Morris has, what, 425, 450 max in there. This room is not even as big as that room, I didn't think. And the tables were everywhere, and so it was hard to get around to everybody. They had them in corners. They had them, you know, this and that and every place else. And, I mean, it was hard. Everybody was waiting at the door because they went and took the group photos. And so after the group photos were done, that's when the actors started coming back in. As soon as Brandon came in, he was mobbed. And then when
Jason.
Jason came in, that I went to see him, but he moved over out of the doorway so that people could get through back and forth. So I think the organization part, I don't know if they realized how big a turnout that it would be with the actors that they had, because they had some really, really popular actors there. And I don't think they realized how many people wanted to see them, and so the spacing that they had there, it wasn't spaced enough to where you could go visit with the actors. You were just jammed in like a can of sardines trying to move around, and it was hard to move around.
It was very hard, definitely.
And I will say that certain actors that don't like to do this kind of thing should not sign up to do it.
Exactly.
I agree.
Who do not want to be around the fans and have a problem with being around the fans and leave early. When people are paying $150 for a ticket, or if you were a sponsor table, I believe it was $500 a person. And then leave early. And a lot of people were upset that they didn't get to see the people they came just to see because they left early because they don't like crowds. Well, then I don't think they should sign those actors or actresses to come back to these events.
100%. I agree with that. I will agree with that 100%. I think, you know, I would hope that the celebrities themselves, too, are going back to those same people and saying, you know, this is the thing that I didn't like about it, but if you want me to go again next year, can we make sure that this has changed and this has changed?
Yes.
So hopefully they're providing – if they're good people, they're providing feedback. If they're they just don't care, they just don't care, and there's nothing you can do about that. You know?
Well, and I think also – sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that my understanding was that this was the first one for me to go to, and, I mean, I had a blast because I got to see Jen and Desi. I sat with them along with my other four girls that we only get to see usually at Fan Club Weekend or whatever. So, I mean, it was fun hanging out with the girls along plus with seeing everybody else. I mean, that was the best part. But I just I thought that the tickets for the fan part base was supposed to be limited to 150. And from what I could tell, there was a whole lot more fans there than there were family.
Definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
There was like, what, 40, 45 tables? And it's
ten people a table. That's almost 500 people.
Because there was like, what would you say, about 20, 25 on each side?
On each side, I would think so too.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was proud of Desi because Jen and Desi had not gotten there when we got there, and so I was wandering around in the table where we were at. I looked over at the table diagonally, and I'm going, "Oh my gosh." because I saw the place card and it said Sebastian, and I said, oh my goodness. So when Desi came in, she sat down there by me, and I said, okay, you have to behave yourself, because I said, turn around and look and see who's sitting diagonally from you. And I mean, she just started laughing. I mean, I was going, that couldn't be picked any better for Sebastian to be like diagonally from our table. So
I think Desi planned
that.
Yeah, but
he planned it.
But I mean, I enjoyed the event all in all, saying, but you know, like Jen and Desi said, unless they have changes next year, because we had talked about all going in together and try to do a sponsor table so we could sit with one of the actors there. Unless they do some changes, you know, we're not even sure if we're going to go back next year.
Yeah.
You know what you guys need to do is you have a lot of good ideas there. You need to tell those same people. Don't hope for the changes.
Oh, no.
Let them know what you're
doing. Oh, I plan on emailing, and there's another girl, as most of you guys know, I run a message board for Brandon. There's a couple of other girls that came from the board also besides Jen and Desi and I that are going to email the people in charge and give them not say, okay, this is what you need to do, but just give them suggestions on how they think that it might be better. And maybe they'll incorporate that next year where it could be even better than it was this year and run a whole lot smoothly, because you could kind of see people roaming around and you could kind of see people frazzled. You know, security was going, okay, where do I go? You know, what do I need to do? Where do they go? You know, they lose the actors because everybody, you know, gets so close to them they can't find them in the crowd.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I know Caroline kept getting in trouble because they finally had to put security people on the actors where they were eating so the fans wouldn't come up to them while they were eating.
Yeah.
So.
And I just think that that's rude to go up to them while they're eating anyway.
Yeah, see, I do too, because I mean, I wanted to see a couple, but I didn't. I mean, they're eating. Let them eat in peace, and then, you know, see them afterwards. I mean, that's my feeling, but.
That's etiquette. That's proper etiquette, period. And if you
not that I should be talking.
A fan or not, you should know how proper etiquette. I mean, if you want to make an impression on somebody, you don't bother them while they're eating.
I mean, they were coming up to everybody while they're, oh, can we take a picture with you? Don't do that. How would you like it if somebody was coming up to you asking you a million questions and asking you to do something while you were eating?
Well, and that's just it. And they don't want to say no, because that person will go away and say, oh, you know, this actor was just so rude to us, he wouldn't stop and take a picture.
Yeah.
When that wasn't the case. They're eating dinner. Let them eat and then stand afterwards.
Exactly.
Right.
You know,
guys?
So.
Yeah. Yes.
I got to head out. I just want to say goodnight.
Oh,
okay.
Good night, Nikki.
Good night.
Hi.
You guys will. Desi, I'll be speaking to you. I hope you guys will give me advance for the next time, and I'll definitely call in. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, well, sign up for our text message alerts on our page.
I just signed up for your MySpace, so I'll definitely look into that. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Right. Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Nikki.
I have a good question for you.
Okay.
What was the most outrageous thing that happened during TBAS?
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm going to just say this in the most polite way that I can.
Oh, gosh.
Just, I don't understand how some girls can do what they do by throwing themselves at actors the way that they did.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Bingo, that's it.
Come on, this is not right.
I was just so floored at these girls, how blatant they were at throwing themselves at these guys, including some people that I kept an eye on all night.
Yeah, that was me
our
too.
Boys, mm-hmm. And I was just making sure I would have fought for a couple, at least two of them, and Jen knows one, and the other one we all know and love and are on this board, but.
You can stand there and observe, and that's what I did on some of the stuff, because I was standing around watching, and you could see how the actors react to what everybody does, and you can tell the ones that were uncomfortable.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I mean, towards the end, Jen and Desi will know exactly who I'm talking about. towards the end, when we were standing around, there was one close beside us that looked very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, we're not going to say any names just because we're on the radio, but, you know, it's just the fact that you look at him and you're going, how can you do this? You know, these are actors. They have a job. They work for a living. That's their job. But then they're either married, they have girlfriends.
They have girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever.
You know, it's just like you come to meet them, you come to talk to them, don't throw yourself at them.
Right.
There were
some earlier on in the evening. Some of them were dancing with some of the actors, but it was respectful. It was kind of like, you know, kind of like a little bit of slow dance, kind of a little bit, you know. And there was some dancing, but there was no, like, contact. There was
no,
like, you know, throwing themselves at them. Yeah, that was definitely later.
Oh, my gosh. I was just like, okay, this is beyond ridiculous and beyond pathetic that you come to this kind of public event and do this. I'm like, oh, my gosh. How can you even think about doing something like that?
Yeah.
It's totally disrespectful to them and to other fans there, too, that are there just, you know, just to see them and have a
good
time.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even towards me, but I felt uncomfortable for the actors that I could see were being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because I was going.
You have respect for yourself.
I guess I just don't understand that. I mean, I see it on different events that, you know, that we all go to, and it just really doesn't make any sense to me. And I've seen it not just at soap events. I mean, I've gone to thousands of country music fan events, and it's the same way there. Because I helped with the fan club party for one of the top groups in country music I've had for the last 5 or 6 years. And some of the girls there do the same thing. And the thing is, some of these girls are not even girls. They're in, like, their 40s and 50s.
Oh, my, yes.
You know, and, I mean, I guess when they get around them, they just feel, I don't know. You just have to show them respect. I mean, you want respect back, you show them the same respect.
And
then they'll respect you for that.
And I don't think some of the actors knew how to react to it.
I don't think so either.
So they were just letting it happen. So, you know, some of them were okay with it, I guess, but some of them were like, you know, help me out of this. And if they would have asked, I would have killed them, but, you know, I didn't because it was nice.
Well, you know, in every aspect of the entertainment business, especially with good-looking guys like that, you're going to have those trashy girls who want more just because it's bragging rights, and some of them are looking for slip-ups to become baby mamas. So, I mean, you see it everywhere. So, I mean...
I kept telling Jen all night, I go, I just hope that if any of these people did whatever, that they at least were safe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time you turn around, you see somebody with a baby's mama on their hip somewhere because of something like that.
Yes.
The bad part of it, I guess the surprising part of it. But the fun part of it, I mean, the part that I will not forget is when Bradford introduced Steve.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
What was it?
I mean, well, they had, I think it was it the traffic girl that was doing the...
Yes, it was.
Okay,
girl.
Was it the traffic girl? Because I think I remember my friend talking about her or whatever. But, well, she was the one that was usually introducing all the actors and stuff. Well, she had Bradford introduce Steve because they worked together 24/7. I mean, it was just funny. I can't remember exactly what he said, but when Steve got up there, he turned into Jason mode and Bradford turned into Spinelli mode. And, I mean, it was just hilarious.
Yeah, because Bradford was all, like, stone cold and all this other stuff, and Steve gets up there, and he's like, could you just shut up?
Shut up, yeah, that's what it was. Uh-huh. You know, so, I mean, they were joking around, and then when Brandon and Josh were there, of course, you know, they have the big rival with Johnny and Logan. Brandon was up there first, and then when Josh came up, then they were, you know, fighting back and forth. So, I mean, the actors...
They pretended to hit each other with their awards.
So, I mean, the actors, that was kind of fun to see the actors interact with each other because, I mean, parts of it were just really funny. And then when Carolyn came out, because they had the dancing music going when they were introducing them all. And so when Carolyn came out, Max met her kind of in the dance floor, and they kind of danced a little bit. You know, that was really cute. So,
yeah. Lisa, I have a question.
I'd like to see that on YouTube.
Me too.
Yeah, that was really, really great. I mean, and just, you know, it was, we had a lot of fun. It's just what I didn't like was all the pushing when we went up to, you know, to see them. I mean, me and Desiree were waiting very patiently for Bradford. And we just kept getting pushed and pushed until finally Bradford was like, okay, you know what, guys, I got to see these two.
So it was kind of like, man, he's the sweetest person.
Just like with Sebastian, when a fan came up to him, I waited my turn. I let whoever go in front of him because these actors know us. And, you know, they look at us and they're like, oh, you mind? We're like, you know what? No, we don't mind. You go ahead and do what you got to do. And I will wait. I will still be here.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kept coming and pushing and coming and pushing. And finally I was like, no, you know, there's a line you got to draw. Like, I'm only going to let so many people in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, taking whatever, you know, before that. I was there waiting just as long as everybody else. So, you know, I want my turn too.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of them had never met actors before on any type of media, and so the fact that they were there face to face with them, they were getting all excited and stuff to see them, and so they just tried to push their way through. I mean, it was like when Desi and I were over there talking to Jason, the other girls that were with me, there were girls that were pushing them or saying. Or I think one of my friends said that this other girl, well, she's just taking too long to talk to him, meaning me talking to Jason. And my friend turned around and said, look, you don't know what they're talking about. She did this for him from his board, and so she's telling him what's going on. And so that was the way, you know, that girl actually calmed down, because she just thought that I was just monopolizing Jason's time, which I wasn't. I was telling him what we did for the board, because otherwise he wouldn't have found out about it.
You know what?
That's so ridiculous.
The bottom line is that's none of that person's business. You know,
exactly.
It's supposed to learn it, use it, provide yourself as an example for others. Don't start being pushy and, excuse my language, bitchy. Don't do it. Exactly.
You could dress them up, but you can't take them nowhere. I mean, this was a formal event, and you got women in gowns and heels, and they're pushing each other like little schoolgirls.
Oh, wait.
Running around trying to meet new kids on the block.
You have to realize what this
is
for.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people had nice evening dresses, but there were girls there wearing...
Oh, my God.
Like little cloths. I was like, that is not an evening dress. Yeah, pretty much. Like,
they had their club stuff on.
Really?
See, those are the ones that you would know. If you're going to an event and you see the preview, if you looked on Touched by a Star website, you see it was supposed to be a gala, a really nice event. And if you're going to show up in your mini and your crop top with your cleavage popping out, then you know those are the trashy ones, and they're there for one reason and one reason only, because they want someone to look at their boobs. You know, they need the attention no matter which way they can get it. So, you know what, they figure, let me pop out my chest a little bit more and they'll pay attention to me, because they can't get it any other way.
Yeah, it was literally a benefit gala for the Desi Eastman Foundation for these two children that, you know, that passed away and their families. And, I mean, it was, they had the ballroom decorated, was unbelievable. I mean,
it was beautiful.
It was
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And,
I just looked at your pictures, yeah.
They had the red carpet down, you know, the center of the room for when the actors came in. That's what they walked down.
Mm-hmm.
And the family was there. In fact, I think some of the family was actually the ones that was in charge of it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just have to remember what you're there for. You're there for these kids. That's what the money goes to. And the actors give their time from their families and from their schedule to come to benefit that and to see and greet everybody that actually gave their time, gave their donations for the family.
Yeah, I mean, and they were just, I mean, they had great items up for auction. And
oh, they were incredible.
I mean, they got some really nice items.
Yeah. There were phone calls.
Yes, phone calls.
Yeah, my friend won a phone call from Ted King for, well, I'm not going to say how much, but it wasn't very much. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rick Hurst. Yeah.
Jen won the phone call from Rick Hurst for not too much either.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the phone for like 3 days.
It's going to be great.
I mean, they had a lot of great stuff up for auction. I mean, Nacho, who is Ignacio, sorry. A lot of people don't know him as Nacho.
Everybody calls him Nacho. Well, most people
know him as Nacho. There was a leather jacket that he had up for auction on the auction table, and he had the people go get it, and he wore it all night.
Yep.
And then gave it away to whoever won it at the end. So, you know, there was a lot of great stuff up for the auction items. It was a fun night. It was a great night. Yes, there could have been better organization, and hopefully, you know, if everybody that was there will kind of just suggest some ideas to them, then maybe next year it will be, you know, be better and run smoothly where they don't have any mass chaos anymore.
Well, send out your emails, and hopefully they'll listen.
Lisa, are you still there?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, who was the best dressed of the female celebrities, do you think?
Carolyn and Cindy, I think, for me.
Carolyn was beautiful.
She was gorgeous.
Great. And she was beautiful. Now, as a man, I'm kind of partial to Jason. He looked great.
Jason looked great. And
yeah,
actually, there are pictures up. I think Desi puts them up. And Lisa just puts them up so you can go look at them. And I will also send you some for the MySpace page, by the way. But there are some up
some
of
too.
Jason on his forum website.
Cool.
And we were actually, I think Desi was around, and myself, and Jen, I can't remember if you were there, but towards the end of the event, when everybody was kind of leaving, we cornered Sebastian and Brandon and Jason and got pictures of all three of them together. So
yeah.
That was like the best. Yeah, that's how I did it. that's how we did it.
You know what? We cornered them at the bar, so, you know.
Well, and we just asked them, you know, would you guys mind posing for a picture? And they were, you know, they were happy to do it.
I'm on trying to get with Jason. He's like, Jason, turn around. And, you know, he got Jason. And then we're like, Sebastian, come join him. And Sebastian did. So it was great. Lisa, I do have a question for you from Nikki, the one who left. She wanted to know if you're going to be, when you release the information about Jason's event, will there be a PayPal thing set up on the board for it, or do you know yet?
I don't know yet, and chances are, because we don't have that capability currently, I don't think we'll be able to do it this year.
That sounds. She told me she IM'd me after she got off. Ask Lisa. I'm like, okay. Why me?
Jen.
Okay.
Hey guys, we have 2 minutes left. I just want to mention, on May 1st, we are going to have Eden Regal on our show. She's going to be talking about her new YouTube series called Imaginary Bitches.
All right.
So fun.
And that's also with Connie Fletcher and
Elizabeth Hendrickson.
Also from All My Children.
Very
so
nice.
It should be.
And also Greg Ricard from Young and the Restless.
You can see a preview of it on www.youtube.com/imaginarybitches. And it gives you a little sneak preview of it, so we're excited about having Eden on that day.
Oh, fun.
Cool.
Very nice.
So this is a great chat. I really loved listening to all the stories in the dish. It sounded like you've had a really good time.
And you could probably talk another hour. I know.
Probably. Or more, you know, however long.
Yeah,
We could.
Well, there's always tomorrow, so tune in tomorrow, same time, 10 o'clock. We'll be dishing again tomorrow night about various subjects, soaps, daytime, entertainment, reality, whatever floats your boat.
Thank you very much for having me tonight.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you very much.
I'll be in touch.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Take care, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, there we are.
That was great, girls. Yeah, we're still on. We got 53 seconds. Yes, that was fantastic. Tomorrow is a pretty much open forum. Just, you know, whatever's going on, we'll do a recap of Dancing with the Stars, that kind of thing, I guess.
Come on, which I'm taping right now.
Oh, yeah. So.
And American Idol is on tomorrow.
Yeah, so we can do a recap of American Idol. Yay us.
So thank you, everybody, for calling in. was wonderful. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Talk to everybody.
Have a great night.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Hey, you're listening to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Let's dish, baby.